5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I love movies. I'll watch any movie, and I've seen a lot of movies. Tell you the truth, I'll watch my favorite movies over and over and over again, literally dozens to hundreds of times. But there's some movies that I've never watched because I know that they're going to be heavy, or ones that I saw just one time and I never need to go back. Like The Wrestler, Mickey Rourke. I don't need to see that movie because I can tell just from the wrinkles and the crevices and the lines in his face that it's going to be hard, because I've been backstage at a wrestling event before. It wasn't uplifting. 1-800-330-9999. What's the movie you only needed to see once?
I would have to say Avengers Endgame.
And I am Iron Man.
It's a long movie.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's long. I mean, it's a good movie, no question about it. It ties the ends all up. It's kind of bittersweet because you get a sweet ending for some, a sad ending for others. But man, it's long. I think I'm with you. Like, I've seen it one time from beginning to end, and I actually started watching it again one day and turned it off and was like, no, I can't make this commitment.
Yeah, it's too long. It's like watching the Titanic, you know?
Yes. It's a good example. And Raven, what movie you saw it once and that's all you need from that? Never need to see it again.
You know, usually with horror movies, I can laugh them off, but I'm going to have to go with Scream. The moment that they killed off Drew Barrymore, I knew that it just was going somewhere. I didn't need to do that again.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Right. Big star. When a big star dies in the opening scene, like, you're like, wait a minute. It does get you to pay attention. I just saw, God, what was it? The Hunt or something? I think it was The Hunt. And in the opening scene, like, there's no real huge stars, but there was the guy from This Is Us, Justin Hartley or whatever. I mean, he's a star.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people know who he is. Listen to you. You're like, yeah. Yeah. No, he's a star. People know who he is. He's a handsome guy. And in the opening scene, he gets blown up. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Yeah. How do you do that?
It's just like, wait a minute. Ann Raven, what's a movie you only need to see it once? Saw it once, you're good.
The Shawshank Redemption.
Such a great story.
You remember the name of the town, don't you?
Say what to Neil.
But I literally watch that movie every time it's on TV. You watch it once, you never need to see it again?
I have so many friends who watch it over and over again. I saw it in the theaters when it came out in the 90s. I loved it, but every time it's on, I just can't get into it. It's like the opposite of The Godfather. When The Godfather's on, I could watch it from any scene over and over countless times. But Shawshank, great film, but I'm done.
Wow. If I drop in on The Godfather, I get confused as to which one I'm watching. I'll be like, this is definitely number one. And then I'll be like, wait, I'm in number three. I get lost in the vortex.
Someday, and that day may never come, I'll call upon you to do a service for me.
I can recite it backwards and forwards.
And by your accent, I believe that you are telling me the truth. Thanks for the call.
What accent?
Ann Raven, what movie you need to see only once?
Oh, gosh, there's a bunch of them. My husband is into all of those, like, action, bloody, whatever. Those Fast and Furious things, I can't stand them. Can't stand them. And there's, like, a gazillion of them. I'm like, how many times is this going to happen? We've got the same scenario over and over again, right? Like, I can't watch it.
I mean, it doesn't matter if it's an inch or a mile, though. I mean, winning is winning, all right? And there's nothing more important than family.
I don't have friends. I got family.
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 Family. Family.
Your family.
Okay, so, I mean, I've taken some large life lessons from that movie, but point is made. Thank you.
Once and done for me. I'm all good. The first one was enough.
All right. What's that movie that you needed to see just one time? I mean, it was good, but yeah, one time, more than enough. 1-800-330-9999. I could play this game all morning. There are some movies that, for whatever reason, maybe they're just too heavy, they're too long, too boring, whatever. You see it one time, you can acknowledge that it's a good movie, but you're like, yeah, once, that was enough. Like Contact. Spoiler alert, the alien's going to look like her dad, so there's no big reveal coming. Or The Road with Viggo Mortensen. That is the most depressing film I've ever seen in my life. The Sixth Sense. They're never going to catch you like they did the first time. What's that movie that you saw just once and that's enough? 1-800-330-9999.
Oof, It. The updated It. Have you seen that movie?
Oh, yeah.
You'll float too. You'll float too. You'll float too.
That movie is scary. I could barely make it through. You couldn't pay me to get back in that theater and see that movie again.
So part one, terrifying and so well done. Did you see part two?
No. Are you kidding?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Back in that theater.
Yeah. No.
No.
Part
never
two
again.
Has got
never
some
again.
Parts that are really scary too, but it's also got some parts that are like straight comical that you're like, all right.
Oh, really?
I mean, who is that scary to? That's not scary to me. Right. No, you get some of those.
Okay. Maybe I'll watch it in daylight.
Yep. Good idea.
Like with all the lights on.
Yeah, windows
like
open.
Light outside.
Yes.
Well, yeah,
yes.
Yeah, totally. The sound of children playing on the street.
I don't know. Sometimes that can be creepy, but okay. Right. I mean, maybe with a friend. Maybe just invite a friend over, right, that doesn't like clowns. Maybe
yeah.
And Ann Raven, what's a movie that you've seen it once, you're good, never need to see it again?
Oh, God. There was this one with Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson called The Lighthouse.
I saw that.
Let Neptune strike ye dead, Winslow. Hark! Triton!
It was really good, but it was so just like disturbing. I think I'll pass on ever watching it again.
I'm not even sure that it was good. It was comical at how crazy it was at times and then, you know, scary at others. But I wondered if I was being punked when I saw it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like a cult classic probably in a weird way.
And Ann Raven, what's a movie that's good, but you only need to see it one time?
I went on a date with a girl and she picked a movie and I don't know why, but she picked Schindler's List.
Oh my gosh.
And it was a first date too. It was a great movie.
Oh my gosh.
But it was heavy. We both, you know, like on a first date, you want to connect.
Right.
And we both walked out of there like silent and
shocked. And
she's openly weeping and I'm like, all right, that's the end of this date. Like, we had our run.
Like, I mean, you guys didn't go out again?
No, it broke any, it was like when we met, it was great. You know, here's your ice, your popcorn, whatever, your Coke, and go to the movie and chatting it up before. And then after the movie, couldn't look at each other.
Right. Like, I mean, you felt like you went on this, you were going to learn that you were both deep, caring people. And when you left, it was just too traumatic for you guys to ever see each other again. I get it. You guys became a trigger for each other. In your own minds, personally, your date was responsible for the Holocaust, just to paraphrase, essentially. I get it. No, I get it.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.